believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. 90%
of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn. From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. Hi there, I'm Jeff Randolph. The Small Business Miracles Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. Yes, we are going to talk about marketing, but we're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice business owners can use to keep moving forward. You want tips you can use right now? Let's get started. Location listings. If you have a business with a physical address that customers could walk into, we need to talk about your location listings. Location listings are all the places online where directional information about your business, like your name, your address, your phone, your web address, your business hours, all of those things live. You don't control all of those. You control your own social media accounts and your own website, and you control your Google business listing if you've claimed that. Also, you should definitely claim that. But there are a lot of places online that harvest your information one time and at one point in time and then pre-populate a listing for you, like Yelp and TripAdvisor and Amazon and Alexa and Bing and Yellow Pages and Foursquare and Uber. And the list literally goes on and on for like 200 plus names. If you don't actively manage those listings, they will get out of date over time. I can tell you there is no faster way to a bad online review than having someone drive 100 miles because some website said you were open. And when that customer pulls up with a rented trailer that they've rented just to get your product and you're closed, that is the fastest path to a bad online review. So we manage those listings for our clients with a product called Yext, Y-E-X-T, Yext. There are a few others out there, but I'll just talk about Yext today. Manage all of those listings from one place and sync them across the internet so they're never out of date. No angry customers, at least no angry customers for that reason. This can also help you be found online because that's good search information that's out there. And if it's all the same, that gives a lot of confidence out there. So Google likes to see that as well. It's not cost prohibitive, so a reasonable price for that kind of service. Depending on the level of package that you get, you can also monitor and respond to your online reviews right from there. So that's yext.com, and that's a marketing tip. Welcome. We've got a special guest with us here today for our featured podcast. It's Joy Broyles with Hustle and Ground. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
So tell us, like, you have an interesting like background that gets you into your entrepreneur spirit. Tell me about where you come from and what brings you to today.
That's such a great question. So in my professional career, I actually was an attorney. That's mm-hmm. what I first did. And I went to law school in Georgia and practiced in Atlanta, and I loved it for a little while. And I was a transactional attorney, so mm-hmm. my schedule was dependent on what closings we had, what hotel we were buying, or something like that. And right. so I didn't really have control over my schedule. And I met my husband in Atlanta, and so when we moved here, he's actually from north of the river. So mm-hmm. We moved here, and I made that decision when we wanted to start a family that I really wanted to be there for my family. And I knew being a transactional attorney, I wasn't going to be able to. Mm-hmm. And so I stayed home. About 2 months into staying home, I started my own eBay business because I said, I don't know if I can do this, because our daughter was a great baby mm-hmm. And slept. And I thought, okay, I got to figure this out. And then stayed home. We now have three kids mm-hmm. and stayed home with them until they were all in elementary school. And then I had that desire to get back out into the workforce. And so I worked with different companies, and then recently, in January, I actually started my own company. And the idea for Hustle and Ground came from a car accident. It's a little bit of a weird way to start a company, but I was in a car accident in the fall, and I knew I had whiplash, like, immediately. Mm. What I didn't realize is a couple weeks after, I wasn't recognizing people. And so I went in to get an evaluation and found out that I had a double concussion. I had frontal lobe and vestibular concussion. And I remember the doctor saying, we think you're going to get better, but you have to slow down to 2 hours of work a day.
Wow.
I know. I don't even know what that looks like. You know?
That is, and to tell that to somebody with an entrepreneur spirit?
Like, yes.
That's
yes.
Interesting. Okay.
And to think about it from even an attorney mindset, we build in 6 minute increments. Mm-hmm. We build all the time. You know, I would have billed probably, you know, a half an hour driving in here for the interview because it was like, oh yeah, think about this and this. Mm-hmm. And so that was really hard for me to think about slowing down to 2 hours of work a day. And it wasn't, my eyes and my brain weren't communicating very well. So it wasn't like I could be on my phone all the time. I couldn't be on the computer all the time. I couldn't be watching TV. So I really had to figure out how to be comfortable in that space that I wasn't used to. Mm-hmm. And I remember there were a lot of times I couldn't go to events because I was so tired from concussion treatment. And that was hard too. I like to support people. And mm-hmm. I want it when I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. And I remember so many times saying, I can't do this. And it's being, getting used to that new reality was hard. Yeah.
That, you know, already with that entrepreneur spirit and showing up with an eBay business first, where you just can't stop that thing that's talking to you the entire time in your brain saying, you should do this. There's opportunity here. You should definitely pay attention to this. And then to be able to fight through it and start this business. So give us kind of the overview of the hustle and grind. What's the all of those things.
So it is such a cool company, and it keeps evolving because. So I started it in January. I really started selling in May. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time in between was spent developing a product and just getting everything formed. And what was so important to me is I don't want people to stop hustling. Mm-hmm. I don't stop hustling. As an entrepreneur, you have to have that hustle, right?
Right.
And so, but what I have learned, especially with this recovery from the concussion, was you have to take that time. Mm-hmm. You have to take that break. And I always call it a pause. And so it's the hustle part, but then it's also the ground. It is the making sure that you are taking your time, that you are, you know, taking those breaks, taking that pause. Sometimes even a lot of people will pause walking outside barefoot. You probably don't want to do that right now because it's colder.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
That's right.
But it's that connecting with nature. Uh-huh. And it's just all about finding what your pause is. We're all so individual that we don't pause the same way.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I like to do to pause, you know, so I'm still on my journey. I love talking to people about their pause because it's so different for everyone. Some people, they like to skateboard or hike, mm-hmm. or some people like to read, you know. I hear a lot of wine. When we do a vendor events, we do coffee raffles, and we ask people how they like to pause. And that's one of the things. The reason we ask that question is so that we can connect with our clients and make sure that we're offering products that will help them with their pause. So
let's paint word pictures in somebody's mind for a second. If somebody is getting a hustle focus box or a pause focus box, give us an unboxing experience. What are they taking a look at?
Oh my gosh. So many different things, but, I'll give you an example. So, right now I have a Hostess box for the holidays.
Okay.
And, the first thing that I do, I love when people open up that box and that lid, you know, opens up, their eyes just light up because they have all of these cool products inside and they just pick everything up, you know, one at a time. And so the Hostess box has, appetizer kits from Crackerology, and it has showcase sweets, candies, and it has MAPS coffee. In downtown Lenexa has single serve, kind of like a pour over. They call it easy brew. Mm-hmm. And then it also has sugar or a salt from Divine Sugars. And I have a friend who's a professional chef, and she comes along with that sugar or salt and makes a recipe.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Some people like to pause by cooking, and this gives them a new, like, one of the recipes is for cherry wood smoked salt. and Brenda created a recipe for homemade hummus. That's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
And
for sure.
You're making your own food, and then it also has popcorn from Pop Culture, mm-hmm. and it has pretzels from PJ Snacks, and everything. And I always tell people, whenever you buy a box for me, you didn't just support my business.
Yeah. Oh, it's all of these independent businesses,
right? All of these small businesses in Kansas City.
I love the Love Fest for small businesses.
Yes. This is a good thing. If we don't support our small businesses, we end up with big box and strip malls. Not that that's what, you know, but
there's a place for that. Yes. Sure.
Yes, but we have to have those. There are so many small businesses in Kansas City that are doing really cool things, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm trying to find them all. So,
well, if I can support small businesses by getting a bourbon-flavored brown sugar, I think I'm going to say yes to that. That's a good thing.
Yes.
So with as many different subscription box kind of places out there, how do you stand apart? How do you stand out?
They're actually, so I do have a subscription box, but these are actually individual.
Individual boxes.
Yes. Right. So that's what I love. You can buy 50 of them.
Yes.
How do I stand out?
Because there are a ton of subscription boxes. There are some one-time purchase things. What is that unique selling proposition that is just you?
Supporting local. And the each box is curated with a well-being standpoint mm-hmm. in mind. So
there's perspective there.
There is.
And the hustle part or the stay grounded part, the pause part.
Yes. Everything is curated. So I think about, okay, if I am the person who receives this, mm-hmm. this is what I want to experience. I want to try different ways to pause. Maybe I am scared of cooking. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't feel comfortable in the kitchen. So this is a great way to try that. And if it doesn't work, if you don't connect with that, that's okay. But that's one of the ways that I stand out as a company is I come up with all these different boxes. So mm-hmm. I have college boxes. I know we were talking about that.
The new launch of a college box coming up. What's in the college box?
Oh my gosh, there's three of them, and I have to say, so I worked with the CAPS program.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids were incredible. I said, okay. I want you to put together a box that you would want to get in college, and I want you to make sure it's local, mm-hmm. and decide what kind of theme. And I had 10 different presentations that were so incredible. And when I was asking the kids, I said, well, what was the most fun and what was the hardest part of this project? Because when I gave them the project, I said, this is real world project. This isn't a fluff project. Like these are going out.
This is actual real. Yes. This is not an exercise.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And they said the answer was the same for both finding the local businesses.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, and they, that was the most fun, but also the most difficult. And I thought, you know, that's something that we all have to be more mindful of, is really making our purchases intentionally, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that we are supporting a small business, if it's possible, with whatever you're purchasing. You want to be able to do that.
Yeah, that, you know, the idea of asking students what they want to get in their college box, that is... that's great. What we would call marketing research. Ask the end user what they want to get in that box. That's inspired.
Because I could say what I would put in there, but it's been a minute.
they have a different set of likes and dislikes now compared to when I was there, for sure.
Yes. So we have three college boxes. We have the bulk box, which is hard to say, mm-hmm. but I absolutely love that box. It is themed on fitness and health.
Okay.
We have the Home Away from Home box, which is not themed on health. It has chocolate covered Oreos
comfort.
In it. It is, comfort. yes. If you are studying for finals, you really want some chocolate covered Oreos.
Yeah.
And then we have a focus box, which is some self care and some food.
Thinking about the marketing of your business, is there any wish list you have for marketing I would really love to be able to do X?
Oh my gosh. I will tell you what I would love to be able to expand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. So I've been working with corporate clients on their holiday boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much fun because I can come into corporate clients and say, okay, here are your options. What would you like? And each client has different ideas.
Yeah.
You know, some of them want to do all self-care. Some of them want to mix, and some of them want to just do food. And it's so fun to watch them create their boxes, and then they hand it off to me and say, go. And I put it all together and deliver it with a smile.
And how differently they might define what that is based on if that's for their employees or whether that's for their customers. That's an interesting mix for them.
Yes. And they can do boxes for their employees, especially we have, you know, Mental Health Month is coming up in the spring. Okay. And there's so much we have to make sure that we're taking care of our employees and that they feel that they belong, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
And at this time of year, especially.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's get into the mind of the small business owner for a second, because you've definitely got that entrepreneurial spirit and bug that can't even keep you in bed to recover. if you're thinking about other small business owners in the area, maybe some of the ones that you've collaborated with, what advice would you give to a small business owner?
Keep going.
Just keep it going.
Keep going. I mean, I had not started my business during the pandemic, and I give so much props to these small businesses that were in the pandemic and survived through it, because it's, you know, it was the pandemic and the shutdown. Then it was trying to find employees to work. And it was the supply chain, and you were still trying to find employees who want to work. And now it's inflation, and you know, it is, you keep getting knocked, you know, from kind of almost a blind side, and just keep going.
All of the punches just keep on rolling right through them.
Yeah, because we need you. You know, we as a city, I mean, Kansas City is one of the best entrepreneurial cities. Mm-hmm. We need you as small businesses to keep going, you know.
I don't know that there's a better transition point to go right into the lightning round on that question. Here's how the lightning round works. The lightning round is, there are no wrong answers in the lightning round, so that's positive. lightning round, short answer, soundbite answer, one or two word answers, just something brief. And, you know, if we find an answer that we have to dive into, we will definitely dive into that answer, and that we will explore that. So let me think about, how about if you were to do a collaboration with any brand in the world, what is your dream collab?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say I have, one of the things we haven't talked about is I have a bag that I designed and is manufactured in the United States, which I'm so proud of. I would love to collab with a really cool company for that bag.
This is a blank check question. I can introduce you to any of the space billionaires. Anything you want to do.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know. That's a hard question.
It's kind of like when Oprah sits down and says, what are the favorite things? And they're like, I'm going to put a car in that bag. Maybe just keys. I don't know.
Okay. So I would love to be on Oprah's favorite things list. Oh, I think that would be so cool.
That would be a great list to be on. That solves marketing issues. It may cause some other ones, but it's...
is so cool. I have to just tell you a minute about it. So it is, it's like a small to mid-sized duffel. It is divided in the middle. But you don't have to have it divided. So it has a toggle closure that if you want to divide it, pull the toggle closure. If you need it, as long as it is, let the toggle closure, release. And then, you have a whole bag. But the reason I designed it is because I can never find anything in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
Backpack, it doesn't matter what I'm carrying. I know it's in there.
I've seen this struggle before.
Exactly. And so I went through four prototype designs, finally came to the one that is the one. And it's being manufactured in Iowa, which I'm so excited about. Yeah.
Super cool.
So Oprah's favorite things.
Oprah's favorite things is definitely the list. If you could be on the Oprah's
favorite
things.
That would be awesome. Yes.
How about, let's see, if it will, which businesses, which brands inspire you the most?
That's a good question, too. This is going to be a long lightning round with a lot of thought.
And that's okay. Lightning is so subjective.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know. You know, the ones that inspire me the most, and they're not necessarily going to be directly in my field, but the ones that are run by really strong women.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Honest company is I like Goop.
You know
those are you have women who people may have thought, oh, you know, you're an actor and you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they said, yeah, I do.
I know enough about this, and I've got a thought, I've got a perspective, and I'm gonna talk about
and
it.
And they push through.
Yeah.
I think that is, you know, sometimes when people look at me and they're like, oh, you're an attorney, I don't practice anymore.
Right, right.
I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I've got this. And so I look at those companies and I think those are the ones that people started where it wasn't their professional life, mm-hmm. and then they started it. I think those are the ones that inspire me the most.
Your background is all
over
legal and attorney kind of stuff. So your training is that way. Do you ever find yourself thinking like an attorney and not like an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
What are those times? Is that a
I can't do this in the box because I don't want to. You know, I don't have an alcohol license, so you will never see alcohol in my box because I already know I'm not going to get
you
in
know
trouble.
Better. You yes. you know the consequences. You yes. know you can't do it. Yes.
Yes, that doesn't mean that I won't partner with somebody here in Kansas City because we've got some great companies that do some really cool things and they have liquor license. So
interesting.
So we might partner together.
All right. I may close on this question for the lightning round. What do you want your future customers to know about you?
I want them to know that I spend every day thinking about what will make their lives better.
Ugh.
And I want them to find that well-being, make sure that they're feeling okay. And if they're not, I want them to take that time to really figure out, you know, their pause.
Man, I'm already thinking about my pause. What is your go-to pause?
Oh gosh, so I'm still on my journey to find it. What I like to do, I love to cook, but not if I'm under this pressure of I have three kids and a husband, and my kids are 17 to 12, and the younger two are boys. So you can imagine in my house, it's like we're hungry now. I don't like to cook when it's like, how fast are we eating? And they're all standing there. I like to cook when I have that time, that relaxation to just kind of figure out, oh, what recipe am I going to try today?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like to hike. And then I'm just kind of, I'm really talking to people to see what their pause is and uh-huh. see, is this something that I might like to do, you know?
Yeah. Your cooking components inside the pause boxes
yeah.
definitely speak to me. That's the, if I can walk down a grocery store or farmer's market and just take a look around and go, ooh, I'm going to make, and everything starts to come together. Mm-hmm. And that's the creative outlet. It's a relaxation.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. All of that speaks to me. It's good to know that someone is out there looking for items that I will care about.
Right? Exactly. And that's one of the reasons we talk to our clients so much is because we want to know what they like. You know, that's important. And yeah.
It's the whole marketing concept. Ask people what they want and give it to them. Well,
right?
Well played, Joy. Well played. All right. The website is hustleandground.com. Joy, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much, Jeff. This was fun.
Good times. That is our show. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. I'd like to thank my guest this week, Joy. Thank you for being here so much. We really appreciate that. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have some thoughts. And until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.